比起吉利。你是天空巡礼，大地辅助，黎明江河涌流，群山复苏。你是百鸟欢唱，百花盛开，你赐生命绵延，命令万物。阿肋路亚！全能的创造主，阿肋路亚！万国万民都向你跪拜。君临向你屈膝敬拜，江河湖海为你翩翩起舞，诸天颂唱传扬你的荣耀，日月星宿向你扬声欢呼。阿肋路亚！全能的创造主，阿肋路亚！万国万民都向你跪拜。我心赞美你，永远赞美你，一生要赞美那伟大的创造主。阿肋路亚，全能的创造主。万民都向你跪拜，我心赞美你，我心赞美你，永远赞美你，一生要赞美那伟大的创造主。阿肋路亚，全能。创造主，阿肋路亚！万国万民都向你跪拜，哈肋路亚！阿肋路亚！全能。创造主，阿肋路亚，万国万民都向你跪拜。起来低头祷告。我们的天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你，我们唱出哈利路亚赞美的歌声，因为你是那全能的创造主。我们与万国万民都来到你面前，来向你屈膝跪拜。主啊，愿一切的颂赞赞美都到达你宝座面前，愿你悦纳。这样祷告祈求，就是奉着主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。请坐。 最近因着疫情的关系，我相信我们常常在注意到确诊的人数、死亡的人数在各地发生。我想这个是很重要，要知道在我们周遭环境情况的处境。但是更重要是要常常带着喜乐的心住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣向他的儿女、向他的子民所定的旨意。所以你应当常常来到神面前来做这些事情。 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 to 18: Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will, you in Christ Jesus. 可能在这个当下我们很难找到去感谢主感恩的理由，下面这首诗歌《我的灵赞美你》，英文诗歌是说一万个理由，是不是可以在今天我们找到十个理由，我们来感恩、来感谢主，来唱这首《我的灵赞美你》。
赞美主，我的灵，我全所有，赞美你的生命，尽全心和全力，尽我所有，赞美你的生命。太阳升起，新的一天来临，我心赞叹歌颂你荣耀，不回过去忧愁，也不论将来如何，在天王观世我仍要赞美你。赞美主，我的灵，我全所有，赞美你的生命，尽全心和全力，我所有，赞美你的生命。You are in love, you are slow to anger.Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name.Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. 那日来临，我的力量消失，生命到尽头的时候来到，我心坚定，目之听歌颂你。千万年一直到永永远远，赞美主，我的灵，我全所有，赞美你的生命，尽全心和全力，尽我所有，赞美你的生命。 Bless the LordBless the Lord, my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name.
Amen. 接下来是祷告的时间。请 Abraham 弟兄带领我们一下。
应三碗弟兄讲的，今天可不可以找十个理由来赞美神，在祷告前读诗篇103篇第一节到第四节。好，我们弟兄姐妹试想，我们当中我们可以至少可以找到十个理由赞美神。我的心呀，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂上他的圣名。我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切的恩惠。他赦免你一切的罪孽，医治你一切的疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以自足，以至于你不因返老还童。耶和华施行公义，为一切受屈的人伸冤。他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，却有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有按我们的罪孽报应。天离地是何等的高，他的慈爱向他敬畏他的人是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也照样连续敬畏他的人，因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们或是尘土。一起起立，向神祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。是的，主，今天在这样的光景当中，主，我们实在是有更多的理由来赞美你，来敬拜你。主啊，因为你思念我们的本体，主啊，思念我们不过是尘土。主啊，你向我们的慈，天离地是何等的高，你向我们的慈爱也是何等的大。东离西有多远，你叫我们的过犯也有多远。主啊，当我们还悖逆悖逆离弃你的时候，主啊，犯罪得罪你的时候，叫你的爱子主耶稣基督道成了肉身来到这个世界上，就担负我们的罪，为我们的罪死在十字架上，也为我们从死里复活，以至于今天所有信靠主耶稣基督的人能够在你里面，我们罪孽不再被你所纪念。主，我们在你面前因着披戴耶稣基督，在你面前被得成无疑。主啊，你让主耶稣基督做我们生命的粮，做我们路上的光，主啊，也做我们的道路。主，我们献上感谢和赞美，以至于今天所有信靠你的儿女不再是活在没有盼望当中的，不再是一个生活当中没有平安的人，不再是一个在受着周围的环境而左右吹逼摇摆的人，乃是一个真正能够在你里面，主，这是享受从你而来的平安，从你而来的赦免和拯救，从你而来的确据，也从你而来的得胜的保障。主，我们感谢你。主，孩子，把我们做弟兄姐妹，我们孩子自己仰望在你的手中。主啊，因着我们有这样的恩典在我们的身上，主，求你让我们的行事为人能够活出一个和你的恩典相称的行事为人生活。主啊，帮助我们弟兄姐妹在这样的光景当中更多的学习来亲近你，来向你祷告， 来到你的话语面前。主啊，让我们在这样的时间当中更多的来认识你。主啊，正像圣经所教导我们的一样，主，让我们这是在我们生命当中能够逐渐摆脱我们幼稚的属婴孩的光景，是更成长到主啊在你里面长大成的光景。主啊，你让我们这是在你的话语的建造上和你的交通上，主啊，都有不断长成的身量。主啊，帮助我们不停留在初始的阶段，乃是竭力进入到你所要我们达到的这样更像照我们的主那个样式。主啊，帮助我们，让帮助我们生命当中来对付我们各样生命当中不讨你喜悦的地方。主啊，求你让我们这是能够挪去这些你所不讨你喜悦的地方的时候，就你的生命在我们里面来长大，你让我们生命当中能够接触圣灵所喜悦的果子，圣灵所要我们接触的果子。主啊，帮助我们众弟兄姐妹，主啊，在这样的光景当中，主，这更是能够在这样的光景当中来经历你的信实，经历你的平安。主啊，也经历我们这是在各样的生活在我们生活当中，在我们的教会的服事当中，各样的光景当中，我们也学习来背负我们的十字架，来 来跟从你，主啊，让我们来学习怎么样来舍己啊，来跟从你。主啊，孩子，感谢你，亲爱的主，孩子把我们教会继续仰望在你的手中。主，把下一个阶段，主，继续各样的教会，线上聚会还是实体的聚会，主啊，各样的安排都交在你的手中。主啊，你持续的带领，按你的圣善的旨意带领。主啊，让我们弟兄姐妹啊，在一起聚会的时候，主啊，你的灵在我们当中，保守我们各样的聚会在你的面前。主啊，我们弟兄姐妹在一起聚集的时候，主，求你啊，把你的话语来教导给我们，让我们弟兄姐妹的信心建立在话语的建立在话语的上面，也有根基。主啊，也让我们生命的成长是建立在话语的真理当中。主啊，把我们弟兄姐妹在一起的聚集，主，我们敬拜你的心能够蒙你的悦纳，也赐下你的祝福给我们做弟兄姐妹。亲爱的主，也把我们教会各样的服事继续仰望在你手中，事工仰望在你手中。主啊，求你按你圣善的灵来带领我们。主啊，我们把接下去教会各样事工的安排交在你手中。主啊，按照这个疫情的情况开放实体聚会或者各样相应的事工，各样的安排，主都求你预备我们众弟兄姐妹现在你面前，也求你圣善的灵带领我们同工弟兄姐妹在你面前，主啊，按你的旨意来行各样的事情。主啊，无论我们怎么样做，主，愿我们顺服在你的旨意当中。主，当我们顺服在你的旨意当中的时候，主，你让我们的聚会，让我们的事工都过来让我们受益，在其中受益。主，感谢你。亲爱的主，还是也把当中软弱的弟兄姐妹，生命身体有难处的生活当中有难处的生命当中身体当中有病痛的都仰望在你手中。主啊，求你这些身上的大能力，一次一次也能去我们生命当中的重担。主，让我们这次能够在我们生命当中经历你是那一位替我们天天背负重担的主，也是成就我们的神，是那一位应当承受的。也让我们在你里面享受从你而来的平安，享受从你而来的医治，也享受从你而来的安慰。亲爱的主，还是也持续的把 Boise Idaho 最近持续的高位的这些感染的光景仰望在你手中，为所有的一切感染新冠的这些人来祷告，主，求你的医治临到他们，主啊，救他们脱离一切的危险。主啊，还直接把这个州政府当地的政府，主，各地的民众，主啊，都仰望在你手中。主啊，让我们真实能够真实能够有一颗悔改的心来向你。主啊，就像你说的，当我们愿意谦卑悔改转入我们的恶行的时候，你要医治的真谛，主啊，就求你医治爱的我也是真谛。主啊，让你的民众来转移归向你。主啊，孩子也真的求你特别恩待在这里的儿女。主啊，让我们这次同心合一向你祈求，向你祷告。主啊，感谢你，主啊，求你继续祝福我们今天在一起的聚集。主，无论线上实体，主，在一起同心合一这是你的敬畏按着真理的敬拜，能够让你的心得到满足。这样感谢祷告，耶稣基督阿们。主，
在这个疫情当中，常常把我们的注意力放在负面的消息，那我们的生活也没有一个方向感。 In the midst of the pandemic, we often focus on the negative and we feel there is no focus in our life. 但是我们是一群属神的子民，我们可以来到他面前来仰望他，因为主耶稣基督他是生命的主，他是我们生命的主宰，他更是为我们信心创始成终的主，可以来仰望他，像那明亮的晨星。 We can look up to Jesus because he's our savior, he's our life saver, and he's the finisher of faith in our life. We will sing the song, Jesus is the bright morning star. 当我在黑暗痛苦绝望中，有一束光明照在我心，他是那成为奇妙的救主，舍弃天上荣华为我降生，他又为我被钉在十字架，情愿受苦洗净我的罪，我要唱奇妙主哈利路亚，从今后永不会再绝望，他仁慈善良的爱令我冲破狂风巨浪，注入一颗明亮的晨星，带给我无限的希望。救主耶稣基督被接升天，他去愿为我预备地方，就必再来接我到他父家，永远与主同在到千万年，到那时再没有痛苦悲伤，只有天众生徒同济在明亮深沉，满心欢送赞美主大恩，他仁慈善良的爱令我冲破狂风巨浪，注入一颗明亮的晨星，带给我无限的希望，他仁慈善良的爱令我冲破狂风巨浪，注入一颗明亮的晨星，带给我无限的希望。阿门。我们把一切颂赞都归于主。接下来是主日信息的时间。同道弟兄今天要用主耶稣给西门改名字给我们证道。要不然弟兄会为他来翻译。
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们来思想主的话语。
Thank God, this morning we continue to study the Word of God.
我们今天继续还是来看到约翰福音第一章的圣经的经文。
Today we continue to study the word of God from the book of John chapter 1.
我们今天就看一节经文，我们一起来看到眼前的这个大屏幕，我们一起来读约翰福音一章四十二节。
We just have one verse, this is John chapter 1 verse 42, let's read together, get a screen.
约翰福音一章四十二节起，于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。我们圣经就读到这里，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们，让我们不在黑暗当中行。
We thank you, you gave us your word so that we are not walking in the darkness.
愿神的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word of God become the lamp of our feet, light of our path.
愿圣灵借着神的话语，让我们得着生命的重生。
And may Holy Spirit give us a rebirth through the word of God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
在我们上一次主日信息当中，我们看见安德烈和约翰他们离开他们原先的老师 失去约翰，去跟从了主耶稣。
And last Sunday's message, we saw that Andrew and John, and they left their master of John the Baptist, and they followed Jesus.
那么他们跟从主耶稣基督没有什么其他的原因。
And they followed Jesus for not for some other reasons.
因为很显然，耶稣看上去并不是一个非常富有、非常有权势的这样的一个人。
Because apparently at that time Jesus doesn't seem to appear as a very rich person or very powerful person.
所以很显然，安德烈和约翰去跟从耶稣，并不是为了追求这些权力呀、啊，追求金钱。
Of course, that Andrew and John, when they follow Jesus, they're not trying to pursue the wealth or pursue power.
事实上，他们是被他们以前的老师施学汉的一句话所深深的触动了。
Obviously, they were touched by the word that's spoken by their previous master.
Of all things,
约翰看见耶稣就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”
And when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, takes away the sin."
这句话就进入到安德烈和约翰的心中。
And this word into the heart of the Andrew and John.
他们在说啊，这就是我们所盼望的救主。
And they would say, "Oh, this is the Savior that we expect."
因为我需要救主把我从我的罪当中拯救出来。
Because I need a savior that saved me from my sin.
所以这两个门徒就离开施洗约翰去跟从主耶稣。
So these two disciples actually left John the Baptist and followed Jesus.
那么安德鲁就回来就找到他的哥哥彼得，后来被称为彼得，让彼得也去来见这一位救主。
And not only so, Andrew actually go back to find his brother, and that's called Peter later on, and they take Peter to Jesus.
这就是我们今天所读到的约翰福音一章四十二节的经文。
And this is what happened in the John, first chapter, John 1:42 we just read today.
那是指安德烈领着他的哥哥，那个时候名字还叫西门，到耶稣那里去。
And when they say he brought him, he is Andrew, and they take his brother at that time, named Simon, and to Jesus.
那么耶稣看到了西门，他就给西门改了一个名字，称西门为彼得。
And when Jesus saw Simon, and he basically changed the name to Peter.
这里的基法呢，就是。是希伯来文，那么如果用希腊文翻译成希腊文就是彼得，就是我们今天常用的这个使徒彼得的这个彼得的名字。
And that time Jesus said you're called Cephas, and Cephas actually is Hebrew, and it translated in Greek is Peter, and that's today we are much more often used the Peter than name.
我们看见在耶稣的十二个门徒当中，耶稣给西门改名字，称他为彼得。
And in the 12 disciples, and Jesus changed the name of Simon to Peter.
那么事实上在全部四本福音书当中，彼得这个名字提到的次数仅次于主耶稣。
And if you look at the four gospels, that Peter, the name of mention, is the only next to Jesus.
也就是四本福音书最多提到的当然是主耶稣，那么仅次于主耶稣最多提到的就是彼得。
That basically says the four gospels, the name mentioned most, of course, is Jesus, but next to Jesus is.
我们也知道，当主耶稣从死里复活之后，主耶稣把他的教会，基督的教会，托付给彼得。
And of course, when Jesus risen from dead, and Jesus actually brought to Peter to take care of his church.
所以，从人的眼光来看。彼得就是基督教会在地上的第一个领袖。
And from people's view, earthly view, that Peter actually is the first leader of the church.
当然，如果我们从属灵的眼光来看，教会的领袖永远只有一个，就是主耶稣基督他自己。
Of course, from spiritual point of view, that the leader of the church is only one, only and always the one, that Jesus himself.
但是从我们人的眼光来看，从世界的眼光来看，就是说彼得是教会的第一个领袖也是非常可以理解的事情。
And of course, from the world view, then when we say that Peter is the first leader of the church, it's very understandable.
所以一直到今天的罗马天主教，人称彼得是他们的第一个教皇。
And so even today, the Catholic even called that Peter is the first pope.
每个人的名字对这个人来说都有重大的意义。
Everyone's name have a significance to everybody.
如果这个名字是上帝给他命名的，那这个名字就意义不非同寻常了。
And if the name that God gave to him, of course, that name will be more, even more significant.
那么，彼得这个名字是上帝给这个西门的。
So the Peter, that name is that God gave to Simon.
我们看见圣经当中神常常的给人命名给或者给人取一个名字或者给人改名字。
And we can actually see in the Bible that, that God actually changed people's name.
今天谁有权利给我们命名或者是给我们起名字呢？
And if you think about today, who has the right to change our name or give us a name?
我们的名字都是谁起的？
And who give our names?
父母
our parents.
只有父母他们有这个权利给他们的孩子命名。
Only parents has the right to name their children.
所以命名这件事情如果我们仔细去思想有非常大的深的意义在里面。
If you think about the naming this thing, and it actually a lot of meaning there.
父母给他们的孩子的命名就说明这个孩子是属于这个父母或者从这个父母而出的。
When the parents naming their children, that means that the children are of them or they give them a birth, a life.
也有一个从属的关系。
It's a relationship of belonging.
今天有很多人给自己所拥有的东西啊或者是宠物啊命名。
And today a lot of people are naming the things they possess or pet.
他叫他的小狗不叫小狗
and they don't call it a little dog a dog little dog
他给他取个名字
and they name it
我的一个邻居他经常提到一个名字我开始都不明白他在说谁
and I have a neighbor he always mentioned a name at the beginning I don't know what he or she is referred to
因为是一个小男孩的名字我还有另外一个邻居他的儿子就叫这个名字
And because that name is a boy's name, so I thought it's another neighbor's boy that has that name.
后来我才明白，哦，原来这是他的小宠物，他给他取了一个名字。
Oh, later I understand this is the name that my neighbor gave to the pet. Yes.
他们就属于我的。
And they said, well, basically said this pet is of me.
上帝按他自己的形象造人，然后把第一个人。命名为亚当。
God created the first man according to his image, and then he named him Adam.
所以命名这件事情是从一开始的源头是一件神圣的事情，是上帝做的事情。第一个名字是上帝赐下的人。
So the naming things from the very beginning actually it's a very holy thing because God did the first naming of Adam.
然后上帝让亚当给其他一切的这个被造物一切的活物命名什么小猫小狗啊老虎啊狮子啊这是亚当给这些活物命的名。
And then, God led Adam to name all the animals and whatever dog, horse, whatever that is, and God led Adam to name them.
甚至亚当的妻子的名字上帝让亚当给他的妻子命名。
And even Adam's wife, that God led Adam to name his wife.
所以我们常常没有去思想这件事情。亚当妻子的名字是亚当给的。
And a lot of times we can ignore this fact that Adam's wife's name actually is named by Adam.
这说明什么呢？
What that means?
这说明从这个次序上说亚当确实有在他妻子之上的权利
so,
他有权利给他妻子命名
from the, order, from the point of view of order that Adam is above Eve because he has the right to name Eve
然后他的妻子是属于亚当
And his wife is belong to Adam.
然后他的妻子不能再属于其他任何男人了。
And his wife is not belong to anyone else.
啊，当然那个时候世界上也没有其他任何男人。
Of course, there's no other men at that time.
但是那个时候，夏娃应该要知道，她应该去。首先要尊重她丈夫的意见，而不是去听魔鬼，听那条蛇的话。
So, but actually, that says Eve actually should be have honor his husband Adam's opinion instead of listen to like snakes.
啊，所以今天在很多这个国家和地区，因为受到基督教文化、基督教信仰的影响，所以当夫妻结婚之后呢，这个妻子就会。改为她丈夫的这个姓氏。
So today, there's a lot of area that has the Christian influence. The wife will marry to husband, and her name will change to her husband's.
啊，当然，今天在世界上很多地方和地区也没有这样的一个传统啊。
Of course, there's other area. Of course, don't have this type of tradition.
啊，当然了，我们作为基督徒，我们不是去比较这些人的传统和人的文化。
Of course, as a Christian, we are not trying to compare or contrast those people's tradition or culture.
我们是回到圣经当中来思想神的心意。
And we will go back to the Bible to think about the will of God.
今天事实上也有很多的妻子，她虽然就改为她丈夫的姓氏，但是她对她丈夫一点尊重都没有，对不对？
So in men's practice, there's a lot of wife. Yeah, after marriage, they change the name to their husband, but they never have the respect and honor to his husband, her husband. So.
那今天还有很多的妻子，她虽然保留她娘家的姓，她没有改为她丈夫的姓，但她对丈夫真的是很尊重。
But there's still a lot of wives that they keep their own name, but they didn't change the name to their husband, but. They still have a great honor to them, respect to their husbands.
所以我们还回到这个上帝给人命名或者给人改名这件事情上来。
So we return to this things of God naming people this thing.
上帝从万民当中拣选了一位跟他立约，这一位就是原来的名字叫亚伯兰。
And God chose for this.Person that God made a covenant with him, and God changed the name, and that person original name called Abraham.
后来把他改为亚伯拉罕。
And later he changed the name to Abraham.
然后上帝说亚伯拉罕要做多国的父。
And then God said when he changed the name, he said he will become the father of many nations.
然后上帝把雅各的名字改为以色列。
And God changed Jacob's name to Israel.
然后我们今天看见道成肉身的上帝主耶稣把西门的名字改为彼得。
And today we see that Jesus, the word become flesh, and it changed the name of Simon to Peter.
那么彼得这个名字到底有什么含义呢
？And what that Peter name means?
彼得这个名字就是坚硬的石头。
And the name basically is a rock. It's a very firm rock.
所以看上去好像也没有什么很。了不起的地方就是一块石头嘛。
And so this seems like it's not so significant. It's just a rock.
今天很多的父母对他的孩子有非常大的期望，所以给孩子起的名字都非常的了不起。
And today the parents has a lot of expectation to their children, so they put a name in a lot of meanings.
在我的家乡，在我的祖国，很多父母给孩子起名字叫建国。
And a lot of in my country, a lot of people have named their children as they build a country.
哇，都孩子很大的期望，我的孩子要建国哎。
And there's a lot of expectation to their child, because my child is going to build a country.
或者是我还要成为一个国家的国父啊
，and they will become a father of a country or something.
好像没有人管自己孩子叫国父的，但是有很多人管自己孩子叫建国，给孩子命名叫建国。
And there's a lot of name at that time named that name to build a country.
有时候我看到这样的名字，我就在想，哇，这么多人如果都建国，这个世界上估计有成千上万的，甚至上亿个国哈。
So a lot of times when I saw those names, I just thank God for everyone to be in that country, how many countries would have in this world. That's right.
但是上帝却给彼得一个好像很不起眼的名字——石头。
And but God gave Peter a Simon a name that's not very significant. It's just a rock.
所以有的时候，真的，我们来看这个世界上，有很多的时候，往往是名不符实。
And a lot of times we see that name actually doesn't match the substance.
彼得。因是非常伟大的人，彼得成为教会的第一个领袖，基督教会的第一个领袖。
And Peter actually is a very significant person, and he became the first leader of the Christian church.
但他的名字就是这样的不起眼，就是小石头。
But his name is just not that significant, it's just a rock.
所以我们看今天世界上有很多这样名不符实的现象。你看今天世界上最大的软件公司，好像是微软公司，是吧？应该是。
And so we can see there's a lot of, like, a name doesn't match the substance. For example, the most biggest software company is Microsoft.
可能我记错了，但是微软公司也是很大的公司，对不对？
Maybe it's not biggest, but I think Microsoft is not the biggest.
但它的名字叫什么？
But its name is...
微小。
It's a micro.
对不对？那么所以彼得是一个很平凡的名字，就是石头。
And so Peter actually is a very ordinary name. It's just a rock.
我们一般来说，我们对彼得的印象，好像哎，他这个人的个性是有点像一个石头那样。
And so when we read Bible, we might have this impression. Yeah, his character is like a stone or rock.
对，我们一般来说对彼得的印象就是他很心直口快，然后他很固执。
And our impression of Peter is just he is a very a straight shoulder, and he is very sometimes kind of stumble.
那因为他常常跟耶稣在那里顶撞啊，顶嘴啊。
Because he often argues with Jesus.
对，他看上去好像是一个很固执的人。
And also he's kind of very stubborn.
啊，有一次耶稣要给门徒洗脚，只有彼得一个人去跟耶稣顶嘴。
One time Jesus wants to wash the disciples' feet. Only Peter is kind of arguing with him.
彼得对主耶稣说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”
And Jesus, Peter said to Jesus, "You should never wash my feet."
哇，这句话说的非常的绝对，对不对？
And you can see this this argument is very absolute.
就是你永不可，你现在不可以，将来永远都不可以。
You never wash my feet. Not now. Not ever.
也就是说彼得在这里表达了一个态度，就是说我是不改变的，你必须要改变。对耶稣说
Basically, Peter is trying to express this attitude. I will never change my mind. You got to change.
那么又有一次当主耶稣然后第三天从死里复活。
Another time that Jesus told his disciples that he will go to Jerusalem will be crucified and raised from dead the third day.
这是彼得立刻就对主耶稣说：“这事必不临到你身上。”
And but Jesus, Peter, right, respond said, "These things will never ever happen to me."
非常绝对的。
It's very absolute.
就是绝对不可能，永不会发生。
And will never happen to you. Should not happen to you.
那么当主耶稣说他要被钉十字架，然后门徒都会四散奔逃，都会跌倒。
And when Jesus said he will be crucified, and the disciple will run away, and there will be a fall.
然后彼得立刻就说：“众人虽然跌倒，我总不会。”
And Peter says, "Even everyone fall, I will never."
所以从彼得他的一些话来看，他确实就像一个坚硬的石头，很固执。
So from what Peter said, and it's really like he is like a stone, very stubborn.
就是说他的意见总是很坚决的，甚至连主耶稣都好像改变不了他的想法。
And his opinion is always very firm, and even Jesus cannot change his mind.
就像个石头一样，很顽固的，很坚硬的。
And just like a rock, very, very firm.
那事实是不是这样的？
And but is that actually is the fact?
我们刚才所列举的这三个例子，后来彼得改变了，还是耶稣改变了呢？
And the example we just listed, the three examples, in the end, we know that it is Peter changed or Jesus changed.
彼得改变了。
And all Peter actually changed.
彼得对耶稣说，你永不可洗我的脚。
And Peter said, you'll never wash my feet.
最后耶稣还是洗了他的脚。
And Jesus finally washed his feet.
彼得说，耶稣，你钉十字架，这是永不会发生在你身上。
And Peter said, Jesus, you crucified. This will never happen to me.
但是我们都知道最后耶稣还是去到耶路撒冷被钉死在十字架上。
But we know that Jesus went to Jerusalem and was crucified on the cross.
彼得说我永不会跌倒的。
And Jesus, Peter said, I will never fall.
结果他跌倒比其他的门徒都更加的严重。三次不认主。
And the fact, he actually fell much more severe than the other disciples. He denied Jesus three times.
所以圣经说人是虚晃的，只有神是真实的。
And so that's what the Bible said. People are false, but God is true.
彼得看上去给人的印象，他是一个很固执的人，他是一个很意志很坚定的人。
And Peter, in appearance to people, is a very stubborn and a very firm mind people.
但事实上呢，他的行为跟他的说的话往往不一样。
But in fact, what he said, what he did, actually is not consistent, complete.
事实上，他的行为，你看他的行为，他不是一个坚固的石头。
But if you look at his action, he's not like a firm stone, a rock.
他常常改变的，常常动摇的。
He actually changed all the time.
我们圣经中其实让我们看到，主耶稣不止一次呼召了彼得。
And the Bible actually let us see that Jesus actually called Peter more than once.
我们刚才所读到的约翰福音一章四十二节，这是主耶稣第一次呼召彼得，并且主耶稣在第一次对彼得的呼召当中还改了他的名字。
And the scripture we just read is the first time Jesus called Peter, and in this first time Jesus called Peter, he changed his name.
把他的名字从西门改为彼得。
Changed his name from Simon to Peter.
那么在路加福音五章一到十一节又记载了耶稣对彼得的第二次。
But in Luke chapter 5, and it's recorded Peter, Jesus called to Peter second times.
我把这段经文给大家读一下，大家可以看到眼前的这个屏幕上圣经的经文。
And I will just read this passage, and you just can look at the screen and go through the scriptures.
路加福音五章一到十一节，一节，耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸，就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”他们下了网，就围圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就伏伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼，他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。那么在这段经文当中记载了耶稣对彼得的第二次呼召。
And in this scripture we just read, it recorded the second call of Jesus to Peter.
所以耶稣呼召了彼得，到目前为止已经两次了。
So up to this time, that Jesus called Peter twice.
这说明什么呢？
And what that says?
这说明第一次呼召 彼得离开了。
And basically says after first call, and Peter actually left.
那么第一次就是彼得的弟弟安德烈把彼得带到耶稣那里去，那个时候彼得就开始跟从耶稣，甚至耶稣都给彼得给了一个新名字。
So the first time when Andrew take Peter to Jesus and Peter followed Jesus, even that Jesus even changed his name.
对，就像我们刚才一样说，命名就是这个人属于耶稣了。
And just like we said, naming is has a meaning of belonging. So Peter should belong to Jesus.
然后耶稣对他有权柄。
And Jesus should have authority over him.
但是显然彼得很快就离开了。
But it's obvious that Peter actually left right after that.
他又回去打鱼去了。
And they go back to his fishing business.
然后他第一次见到耶稣，我相信就跟他的弟弟安德烈一样，也是兴高采烈，就是啊，看到的救主，看到的弥赛亚。
I believe the first time when he saw Jesus, he just like his brother Andrew was very excited to see the Messiah is coming.
但是很快他就离开了。
But very soon he left Jesus.
但他万万没有想到，耶稣居然又找到他。
And but he never thought that, imagined that Jesus actually find him again.
他更没有想到，耶稣看到他没有说：“哎，你为什么逃跑？”
And he even didn't. Thought that Jesus, when the second time Jesus find that Jesus didn't say why you run away.
没有，耶稣看着他们整夜劳力，耶稣就行了一个神迹，让他们打到鱼。
And no, that Jesus didn't say that, but Jesus saw their labor all night, and so Jesus performed miracles, so let them catch a fish.
那众人都惊讶，哇，这打了这么多的鱼。
Everyone was marveled how many fish they got.
彼得也惊讶，但是彼得的一个举动跟其他所有人都不一样。
And Peter is surprised, but the reaction of Peter is different from the rest of the crowd.
彼得伏伏在耶稣脚前，说：“我是一个罪人，离开我们。”
And Peter actually bowed down to Jesus, said, "I'm a sinner and leave me."
当我以前看这一节经文的时候，我不理解为什么彼得会对耶稣说：“我是一个罪人，你离开我呢？”
And before I read this scripture, I kind of don't understand why Peter in this place said, "I'm a sinner and leave."
啊，但是我后来明白，哦，原来在这之前，耶稣已经呼召过他一次，但是他逃跑了，他离开了。
And later, I kind of understand because before that, Jesus actually already called him one time, and he followed, and he left.
而且他知道这就是弥赛亚，这就是救主。但是他在第一次呼召中，他还是离开了。
And even though this is the Savior and this is the Messiah, but after the first call, he actually left.
然后当他看见救主弥赛亚又来的时候，他感到羞愧呀。
And then he finds the Messiah second time find him, he feels very shame.
所以他就伏伏在耶稣面前说：“我是一个罪人。”
That's why he bowed down and say I'm a sinner.
他为自己离开耶稣的这个行为感到深深的羞愧。他说：“我不配呀，我不配，我是一个罪人。”
He basically said, "I'm very ashamed about leaving you, and I'm not worthy of it. I'm a sinner."
我根本就不配你再来找我，你再来呼召我，因为我已经可以说离弃过你一次。
I'm not worthy that you come to call me again because I already left you once.
但是耶稣鼓励他，从今以后你要开始得人了，不仅仅是打得鱼。
But Jesus encouraged him with a saying, said, "From now on, you'll become a fisher of men."
彼得和其他的几位就撇下一切，就跟从耶稣。
And then the story ended, so they left everything and followed Jesus.
但是我们后来也知道，当耶稣被捕的那一夜，彼得又三次不认主。
And of course, we know later on, and Jesus was captured, and before going on the cross, Jesus denied, Peter denied Jesus three times.
那么这一次，可以说，彼得不仅是离开耶稣，而且是三次离开耶稣，或者三次弃绝耶稣。
And this time, it's not just Peter is not just leaving Jesus once, but three times, or can say three times reject Jesus.
对我们看到彼得他这样的一个行为，我们就哪里像石头呢？是不是
And so if we look at all those Peter's actions, we think, well, Peter is not really like a stone or rock.
他第一次呼召他, 很快又回去打鱼。
The first time was called, and then he leave to go back to the fishing business.
当这个压力逼迫临到的时候, 他又不认耶稣。
And when the persecution comes and the pressure comes, and he deny Jesus.
他说的话好像都是很坚决、很坚强的那种话。
But here, what he said seems very firm and very strong.
他说所有的人都会跌倒，我总不会。
If all falls, I shall never be.
他甚至对耶稣说，就是我哪怕跟你一起坐牢、跟你一起死都可以的。
And he even elaborated a little bit more. He said, even I go with you to prison to death, I will do.
所以如果我们只看彼得说的话，我们说，哎呀，耶稣给他起这个名字真是起对了。
And if we just look at what he said, we said what the name that Jesus gave him is right.
他真是一个石头，不改变的石头。
It's just a rock never change.
那如果我们看他的行为呢？
And if we look at his action.
耶稣，你是不是看错人了？
And we say, well, Jesus, are you kind of made a mistake?
这是一个心怀二意的人啊。
And this is not a person, this is a person of a double mind.
这是一个就是随风倒的这种人啊。
This is a person actually can change mind all the time, depending on where the wind blows.
耶稣，你是不是被彼得的这个外表所欺骗了呢？
Whether Jesus, you are deceived by his appearance.
你是不是没有看到彼得内心其实是这个懦夫啊？
And did you actually didn't see an inward of Peter actually is a coward?
所以耶稣，你给彼得一个新名字，给错了，给错人了。
And Jesus, would you kind of got the wrong name for that Peter?
是不是耶稣给彼得这个名字给错了呢？
And is that Jesus gave the wrong name to Peter?
当然不是。
Of course it's not.
因为耶稣没有把这个名字收回。
Because Jesus didn't take the name back.
耶稣没有看到彼得第一次离开他，第一次去打鱼，耶稣再一次碰到彼得，就说：“哎，以后不许用这个名字啊，不许用彼得。”
And when Jesus first time, Peter left Jesus, and the second time when Jesus saw him, Jesus didn't say that, okay, you cannot use that name anymore.
那么甚至当彼得三次不认主之后， 耶稣从死里复活再来找到彼得，耶稣也没有责备彼得。
And even Peter denied Jesus three times when Jesus raised from dead and Jesus find Peter, and Jesus didn't blame rebuke Peter either.
耶稣都没有对彼得说：“哎呀，你真是辜负我对你的期望，我让你成为坚固的石头，你看你这跌倒软弱的成什么样子。”
And Jesus even didn't say to Peter, said, well, you really disappoint me. And look, I want you to be a rock, but see how weak you are.
所以你以后就不要再叫彼得了。
And so don't call Peter anymore.
你还是叫回你的西门吧。
Just go back to your Simon.
Yeah. 基督徒啊, 我们今天所有的基督徒, 上帝也给我们一个新的名字。
So today, all of a Christian, God gave us a new name as well.
这个名字是救世基督徒。
And that name is a Christian.
这就是我们从神来的名字。
And this is the name we got from God.
我们是跟从耶稣的人。
We are the follower of Christ.
但是很多的时候, 我们真的是不配这个名字。
And many times we are not worthy of this name.
如果我们从人的角度来看, 哎呀, 这个名字, 这个称谓, 早都应该被拿去了。
And from a people's view, look at our action, our name should be already be taken away from us.
哪里像基督徒呢?
How do you like a Christian?
还不是以前那个样子。
Just like you before.
哪有资格被称为基督徒呢?
How do you have that character to be called Christian?
对，但是感谢神。
Thank God.
就像耶稣 给彼得一个新名字，耶稣就不收回了。
Just like Jesus gave Peter a new name, and he will never take it back.
耶稣三次来呼召彼得。
And Jesus called Peter three times.
事实上，第三次就是在主耶稣从死里复活之后，再一次找到彼得。
And the third time is Jesus raised from dead, and he come to call looking for Peter one more time.
其实我们今天的基督徒，很多的时候，我们真的也像当年的西门彼得一样，我们配不上这个新的名字。
And actually today, a lot of our Christians, just like Peter at that time, we are not worthy of this Christian's name.
不配称为基督徒。
We're not worthy to be called Christian.
耶稣走的路我们不愿意走。
And we are not willing to walk the path that Jesus walked.
耶稣背的担子我们更是不愿意背。
And the burden that Jesus bear, we are not willing to bear.
我们 是被称为神的儿女或者神的儿子神的女儿。
We are called the children of God, son or daughter of God.
或者被称为以色列王子。
Or we call the prince of Israel.
或者有些姊妹说啊我是上帝的公主。
Or some sisters said, I'm the princess of God.
没有错我们真的就是王子哈 就是上帝的公主。
And there's nothing wrong. Yeah, we are the prince of, and the princess of God.
但是上帝不要我们有公主病。
But God don't want us to have this kind of disease of a princess.
有公主病的公主就不是好公主了。
If a princess has like a princess disease, it's not a good princess.
或者有王子病。
Or the prince disease.
那个有王子病的王子，这就不配当王子。
If you have the prince disease, then it's not worthy of a prince.
我们一看到王子，我们就说：“哎呀，住在皇宫里面享受。”
So because so-called the prince or princess disease is the way you think about the princes just enjoy all the benefit from the palace.
真正的王子是干什么的
？You know the true prince what they do.
王子要打败恶龙，对不对？
And the true prince will be engaged in a very brutal battle.
王子要出去征战的。
And the prince actually will go out to fight.
王子斗恶龙，你们小时候没有玩过这个游戏吗
？And a lot of us in the younger age, we play that game called the Princess Fight the Dragons.
我们从来不会去玩，王子吃山珍海味啊，王子享受荣华富贵啊这些。
Because there's never a game that like a prince like enjoy the good food or live the life.
王子要征战
，Prince has to fight.
这就是耶稣基督对他的门徒说：“你们要做上帝的精兵。”
So that's what the Jesus told his disciples that you will become the good soldier of God.
啊，你们是神的儿女，没有错。
You are children of God. That's right. Nothing wrong about that.
但是不要得公主病。
But it's not something you only enjoy those benefits.
不要得王子病。
And do not just enjoy those benefits.
像个真正的王子。
You have to be acting like a true prince.
那就你要像个基督的精兵。
And just like you have to be a good soldier of Christ.
所以对姊妹来说也是一样的。
And to sisters, the same thing.
所以在士师记里面让我们看到当男人全部软弱跌倒的时候上帝甚至兴起女士师。
So, in the judges, in the Israelites, there's no man can handle the hard job. And God actually raised a woman judges.
我们再回头来看彼得。
So, let's return to Peter.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹对彼得三次不认主的那一段圣经的记载已经非常的熟悉了。
And I believe that everyone very familiar with the passage recording that Peter denied Christ three times.
但是我还是希望我们大家可以一起来看到这个屏幕上圣经的经文。我还是给大家来读，大家来看。
But I still hope that you can read this passage that record that Peter denied Christ three times. I'll read and you can look at it on the screen.
路加福音二十二章三十一到三十四节和五十四节到六十二节。大家可以看到这个屏幕我给大家来读一下。路加福音二十二章三十一节起。主又说西门西门撒旦想要得着你们好筛你们像筛麦子一样但我已经为你们祈求叫你不至于失去信心 你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。彼得说，主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死也是甘心。耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。这到54节了。他们拿住耶稣，把他带到大祭司的宅里，彼得远远地跟着。他们在院子里生了火，一同坐着，彼得也坐在他们中间。有一个使女看见彼得坐在火光里，就定睛看他，说这个人素来也是同那人一伙的。彼得却不承认，说女子，我不认得他。过了不多时候，又有一个人看见他，说你也是他们一党的。彼得说，你这个人我不是。约过了一小时，又有一个人极力地说他实在是同那人一伙的，因为他也是加利利人。彼得说，你这个人我不晓得你说的是什么。正说话之间，鸡就叫了。主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他所说的话，今日鸡叫以前你要三次不认我，他就出去痛苦。这段经文记载了彼得三次不认主的经历。
This passage records the experience that the story that Jesus Peter denied Christ three times.
那么在这之前，我们看见彼得夸口。
And before that, we see that Peter boasts.
彼得说我是最坚硬的石头。
And Peter says I'm a most strong rock.
我是意志最坚定的那一个。
I'll be the one that was firmly standing.
结果耶稣告诉他，哎呀，其实你是最软弱的那一个。
And but Peter actually Jesus told him, you are the weakest guy.
别人是逃跑了。
Other people are running away.
但是你甚至是三次不认主。
But you actually denied me three times.
但是我在想，就是为什么正好碰巧有连续三次有人就说彼得你就是跟耶稣一党的，为什么连续三次这样呢？
And I was just thinking about this story. I think why this happened. This happened to really there's three people come to him three times, said you are with him, with Jesus.
那么第一次、第二次，人们看到彼得就说：“哎，你跟他耶稣是一党。”这两次离的时间还比较近，对不对
？And so the first, the second time the people come to him said you are the same with this guy, and this is very close. These two happened very close.
但是到第三次非常有意思的是，第三次跟前面那两次中间隔的时间就有点长了，一个小时。
And the interesting thing is the third time actually it's like a lot, it's like a long time between the first and second times. The Bible says about an hour has passed.
首先第一个，为什么要三次有人来问，来指出彼得？你是跟耶稣一党，然后彼得否认，为什么要有三次那么多？一次不行吗
？So first things I was thinking, why have to three times? Can be just one time.
或者就是为什么三次不一下子咚咚咚一起来，非要中间还隔那么开，尤其是第三次跟第二次
？And also, also why the three times don't come together? Why the kind of spread over time? Especially the last time is kind of far away from first two times.
为什么呢？
为什么？
上帝一直给彼得悔改的机会，对不对
？And God always gave Peter time to repent, right?
我们先不去说，耶稣曾经就预言了，你要三次不认主。
Let's just set aside that Jesus actually predicted you would deny Christ.
我们思想人的责任
Just think about the people's Peter's responsibility.
所以我们今天基督徒读圣经啊，有的时候我们往往走入到一个误区。
And so today, Christian, when we read the Bible, we get into a misunderstanding.
那么这个误区是什么呢？我们把自己想象成上帝。
And the misunderstanding is that we imagine ourselves as a God.
我们会看啊，上帝这样说了，那事情当然要这样成就啊，上帝啊。
And we always said, well, because God says so, so things have to be done that way. practice God.
就像耶稣说彼得要三次不认主，那一定就三次不认主啊，因为上帝说了。
And just like Jesus said, Peter has to deny Christ three times. So Peter has to deny Christ three times because that's what God said.
我们把自己放到上帝的位置，放到上帝的立场上面去了。
We put ourselves in God's position and we say that.
其实我们逃避了我们自己的位置，我们自己的责任。
But when we read this, when we're doing this, is put ourselves in God's position, we actually escape the position we should take, is that as a human ourselves, what's the responsibility we have?
当我们看见彼得三次不认主的这个经历，我们应该把自己放在耶稣的位置上，还是应该把自己放在彼得的位置上呢？
So when we look at this story of Peter denying Christ three times, should we put ourselves in Jesus' position or should we put ourselves in Peter's position?
我们是人。
And we are human.
我们要把自己放在彼得的位置上。
We got to put ourselves in Peter's position.
彼得在这个时候应该怎样？
What Peter should do?
早一点认啊，早一点悔改啊。
Is that Peter should be just repentant as early as possible?
耶稣都提醒你了。
Jesus already reminded you.
那就早一点认，早一点悔改。第一次不认之后，第二次人家再问，你就赶紧认呐，赶紧悔改啊。
Can you, because the first time you deny, the second time people ask, can you just repent and?
尤其是第三次跟第二次之间隔一个小时那么久。
Especially the third time that it's about an hour past.
你可以好好的冷静一下。
And you can cool down.
你可以好好想想耶稣曾经给你说了些什么话，给我们人说了些什么话。
You can think about what Jesus said to you. And
耶稣说那杀身体不能杀灵魂的不要怕他。
And Jesus said those who kill body but cannot kill soul, you should not be afraid.
耶稣曾经在大风浪的海面上行走。
And Jesus was walking on a great storm.
耶稣曾经让人从死里复活。
And Jesus raised people from dead.
这样的耶稣 我不认他吗难道
And such a Jesus, should I deny him?
上帝给彼得一个小时时间啊。
And God actually gave Peter a 1 hour time.
所以当我们来看圣经的时候
So when we read the Bible,
有时候我们就说哎呀上帝为什么要这样做上帝为什么要那样做
And we always ask why God do this, why God do that.、
啊、就像今天很多人就是把上帝的拣选当作很多很多我们逃避自己责任的借口。
And just like today, we take God's predestination as an excuse for ourselves to our responsibility.
上帝都拣选了，那我何必传福音呢？
And God is already predestined, so why do I have to preach the gospel?
那么圣经也说了，就是凡神所拣选的，神一定保守到底啊。
And the Bible also said, whatever God chosen, God will keep it to the end.
所以没有我什么责任呢
So I don't have any responsibility.
所以我就软弱，我就退后。反正上帝，你既然拣选了我，你会把我保守到底。
So I just pull back. I just keep in the weak status. And because God, you already said you chose me, you will keep me to the end.
啊，我不想去读圣经，就不读圣经；我不想祷告，就不祷告。
I don't want to read the Bible. I don't read the Bible. I don't want to pray. I don't pray.
我不想过一个基督徒的生活，我不想有一个宗教生活、信仰生活。那我就这样。
If I don't want to live a Christian life, I don't want to live a life of faith, then I'm just like this.
反正神，你的责任，你保守我。
God, that's your responsibility. You keep me.
所以，如果我们读圣经，我们读到这样的一个观念，那我们就大错特错了。
So if we read the Bible, we read the Bible in that manner, then it will be deadly wrong.
是人。
And we are.
我们把人把自己放在人的位置上。
We should put ourselves in the people's position.
我们看到人的责任。
And what's our responsibility as a people?
在那个时候，彼得的责任就是你赶紧悔改。上帝给你这么多的机会，你赶紧悔改，是你的责任。
At that time, Peter's responsibility is that he need repent, take the time, grab the time, repent as soon as possible. God give him one more hours.
就今天，其实我们很多弟兄姊妹，我们都被上帝所呼召。
And today, of course, a lot of Christian brothers and sisters were called by God.
可能上帝已经呼召了我们不止一次两次了。
And maybe God didn't call us just once, twice.
但是我们很多时候我们还是像彼得一样的。 就是冷却，就是退后，就是懒惰，就是跌倒。
But a lot of times we just like Peter, and we let us become cold. We pull back. We keep us in the weakness status, and we are lazy.
然后我们就告诉自己，反正上帝很有忍耐。
Then we tell us that God has patience.
所以我们常常说，圣经是说上帝恒久忍耐，给罪人机会悔改的。
Yes, Bible does say that God has a long suffering and give the sinners opportunity to repent.
但是恒久忍耐不是永远忍耐。
But God is a long suffering is not eternal patience.
第一次鸡叫，彼得不认不悔改不认耶稣。
And the first roast crowd, and Jesus, Peter denied.
第二次还是这样。
Second.He denied.
第三次，好，过了一个小时。
And the third time, it's actually 1 hour later.
在这一个小时之内，彼得那时候肯定正好松了一口气。哎呀，没有人再来问我了，没有人再来逼问我这个问题了。
And in this hour, probably Peter was kind of finally relaxed, finally going to come asking this question again.
但他哪里知道，一个小时之后又有人。
And I mean, never imagined that after 1 hour, somebody come to him again.
而且这一个人就跟前面两个还不一样。
And actually, this time, the Bible report, this one is different from the first two guys.
那这个人是极力的说啊。
And this person, actually, the Bible said, is the confidently affirmed.
前面两个可能就说说就算了，不认不认就算了。
And the first two probably just very casually say, oh, okay, if you deny, that's fine.
这个第三个极力的
But this time, this guy is confidently affirmed.
当上帝要让世人悔改，让世人醒过来，尤其是让沉睡的基督徒醒过来，上帝要用大声说话了。
And when God wanted people to want people and want Christians to wake up, God had to speak loudly.
上帝要用扩音器啊。
Got to use a great voice.
在我们上一个礼拜五，我们说看到，上帝当他用扩音器对世人说话的时候，
we will see that when God speak in volume to the world.
那是一个什么样的光景
？And we can see what kind of situation that would be.
那时候以色列人，饥荒、战争、瘟疫、被掳。国家灭亡在以色列人当中发生了。
And the volume happened in the Israelites. There's a famine, war, there's a disaster, plague, and that actually happened in the life of Israelites.
以色列人啊，你们不是离弃神吗？你们不是违背神吗？你们不是不认你们的主吗
？And Israelites, you reject your God.Deny your Lord.
你不是跟从外邦那些假神偶像吗
？You are following the idols of Gentiles.
所以上帝很大声的要唤醒以色列人。
So God speak in volume to wake up the Israelites.
就像这第三个质问彼得的，他极力的说
，Just like this third person.Question by Peter, he confidently affirmed.
也就是最后一次机会了。
And basically said, last chance.
还听不到吗
？Still can hear me.
所以我们联想到今天的光景。
So we today think about today's situation.
上帝已经在提高他的声量、音量了。
He is raising his voice and speaking volume.
经济岌岌可危，这个全球经济。
Economic crisis is at hand.
疫情让很多很多的国家，这个时候国家运转产生非常严重的问题。
Pandemic actually caused a lot of country has a problem that properly function for a country.
很多很多人的失业。
A lot of people lost their jobs.
很多很多这种不法的事情越来越多。
A lot of lawless activities more and more showing up.
很多人这个时候变得非常的暴躁，甚至暴力。
And a lot of people get very violent and angry.
如果大家如果每天都在网上啊，这里看一看，那里看一看，你会看到很多吓人的消息。
And if you look at on the internet and here there, you see a lot of terrified news.
很多很多人已经在为非常可怕的情形在做预备了。
And a lot of people actually prepare for the very worst situation.
上帝已经在提高他的声量。
And God is speaking in volume.
非常遗憾，在那个时候的彼得第三次他仍然不认罪。
Unfortunately, the third time that Peter denied Christ.
他还是不像一个坚硬的石头。
He's still not acting like a firm stone.
那么感谢神，那么主耶稣第三次呼召彼得。
And thank God, Jesus actually called Peter the third time.
那么第三次就是主耶稣从死里复活之后再一次找到彼得。
And the third time is that Jesus raised from dead, he find Peter again.
那么当然，耶稣这一次找到彼得，不是来批评他，不是来责备他，不是来收回他这个名字的。
Of course, this time.Jesus find Peter is not trying to blame him, criticize him, or take back his name.
啊，彼得和他那一帮人，彼得这个人很有领袖力。
And Peter actually have the characteristics of being a leader.
啊，他一个人去打鱼，还不算什么，他把一帮人全带去了。
And at that time, it's not just he himself to go fishing. He actually get a group of people fishing with him.
那么这些人都是以前耶稣的门徒，他就带领这一帮人都去打鱼，又去打鱼。
And those people are before all the followers of Jesus, and he just take all those guys and go fishing.
那么耶稣就来海边找到他们。
And Jesus by the shore and find them.
然后耶稣甚至在岸边为他们预备好早餐。
And God even prepared breakfast on the shore for them.
然后耶稣再次行了一个神迹，就像他第二次呼召彼得的时候一样的，又行了一个同样的神迹。
And again, Jesus performed another miracle, just like the second time he called Peter.
也是他们整夜劳力打不到鱼，结果耶稣行了一个神迹，他们又打到很多很多的鱼，
and,
然后网几乎要撑破了。
And the same thing that overnight they labored a lot, they couldn't get any fish, and then Jesus performed a miracle, they got a lot of fish, and the net is almost broken.
然后耶稣在岸上把早餐全部预备好。
And Jesus actually on the shore prepared a breakfast.
然后一直到吃完饭之后。
And then until they finish their breakfast.
然后耶稣再一次对彼得说。
And then Jesus said to Peter again.
可以说再一次向彼得发出了呼召。
And you can say Jesus called Peter one more time.
耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”
And Jesus raised a question, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this?
那我们注意到，耶稣常给彼得改了一个新名字之后，耶稣事实上很少叫彼得这个新的名字。
And If you notice, actually, Jesus, when he gave the name, the new name Peter, Jesus himself actually seldom called that name.
耶稣往往还是叫彼得原来的名字西门。
And Jesus actually most times still called Peter its original name Simon.
是不是耶稣把彼得改名这个事情忘记了？
Is it Jesus forgot the things he changed the name?
当然不是。
Of course, it's not.
确实那个时候的彼得不像彼得，还是像西门。
Because at that time, the Peter is not like a Peter, but it's more like still a Simon.
这个时候耶稣还是说，西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And so he said, Simon, do you love those more than me?
那这些到底指的什么呢？
And what are these referred to?
如果我们从上下文来看，这肯定就是这些早餐啊，这些鱼啊，这些。
Of course, put in the context of that Bible scripture, we know that this means the fishing business and the breakfast and all those things.
或者就是彼得的事业啊，彼得的事业就是在世界上打鱼嘛。
Or maybe just Peter's career as a fisherman.
耶稣说，你 爱我比爱这世界上你的事业也好，这些食物也好，这些鱼也好更多吗？
And so Jesus' question is that do you love me more than this? Either your career, or you know, those fish, or those fruit, more than that?
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
And then Peter said, Lord, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
这就是一句非常美的话。
And this is a very beautiful saying.
很少有人，我们真正的去思想一下，很少有人来到上帝面前，真的能够诚诚实实的对上帝说，上帝啊，你知道我爱你。
And seldom we can have a people come to Jesus, come to Lord and honestly say, Lord, you know that I love you.
哇，彼得讲这样的话，这个时候他真的是爱耶稣。他说，上帝，你知道我爱你。
And when Peter says this, and it is truly, he knows that God knows he loves.
我们常常说我们要口洁心清的来到神的面前。
And we always say that we have a pure heart and a clean language come to the word of God, come to the presence of God.
常常说我们要用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
We said we worship God in the truth, in the spirit.
但是我们问自己，我们真的能够坦然无惧的口洁心清的来到上帝面前说，上帝你知道我爱你。
And but if we ask ourselves, can we be honestly with a pure heart come to the presence and say to God, say God, you know that I love you.
这句话真的不是那么容易说出口。
And this action is not that easy to say.
如果我们真的说上帝你知道我爱你，那上帝说，那你看看你是什么光景。
And if we say, Lord, you know that I love you, and if, what if God said, look at your situation.
看看你心里装的都是什么。
What you see, what you put all the things in your heart.
礼拜天的时候，主日的时候你在哪里。
And where are you Sunday morning?
你的或者你的心在哪里。
Or your heart, where are you, where is your heart?
圣餐的时候你在哪里？
And where are you when the Holy Communion is performed?
领受主的身体和宝血的时候你在哪里？
When we have the Holy Communion, take the body and blood of Christ, where are you?
上帝说，主耶稣说，上帝独生爱子把他的一切都献给了我们。
And God said that his only begotten son gave his all.To us,
耶稣把他的肉、把他的血都献、都给我们、都为我们牺牲。
And gave up all he has, God's son, his flesh and his blood.
然后我们说，我说上帝啊，你知道我爱你，我爱耶稣。
And we say to God, say God, you know that I love you, I love Jesus.
他说，哎呀，圣餐，哎呀，忘记了。
But Holy Communion, I forgot.
哎呦，那天我好忙的。
And that they are really got busy.
那么耶稣对彼得说，
And then Jesus said to Peter,
好，那你喂养我的小羊。
And said, feed my lambs.
然后耶稣第二次又问彼得，
And
这个时候还是称彼得为西门，我们要注意啊。
And the second time he called Peter again, and then that time he is Simon again.
同样的问题，你爱我吗？
And the same question, you love me?
彼得又说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
And Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣说，那你牧养我的羊。
And Jesus said, tend my sheep.
第三次又问。
And the third time again.
这个时候彼得就哭了。
And the third time that Peter is wept.
他忧愁。
It was a grief.
他说，我真的是爱你。
And I said, Lord, I love you.
你也知道，因为你无所不知。
And I said, Lord, you know everything.
我骗你没有意义，也骗不了你。
And I'm not trying to cheat you. Of course, I can.
那耶稣一代一代的问。
And Jesus asked again and again.
这时候彼得又哭。
And Peter was grieved.
就像他三次不认主之后他跑出去哭一样。
And just like the third time he denied Christ, he went out well.
但是这两次哭当然是不一样啊。
Of course, these two griefs are kind of different.
那么三次不认主的时候跑出去哭，忧伤痛悔，我怎么是这样的一个西门啊？
And the third, three times denied Christ, he wept bitterly. Is that he is sad? What kind of person am I?
那么，当耶稣三次问彼得：“你爱我吗？你爱我？”彼得这个时候。我很难用语言去表达这是怎样的一个泪水。
And this time, third time, three times, Jesus said, "You love me," and Peter was grieved, and it's hard to describe what kind of feeling he has at that time.
有些人呢、啊，他哭了之后啊，他就再也起不来了，他就彻底的软弱了，跌倒躺下了。
Some people weeped or grieved, they just never get up again. They just completely defeated.
那么有些人哭过以后，他把所有的泪水流完了之后，他坚强了。
And some people after the deepest grief and shed all the tears and they become strong.
他再也不哭了。
And they no longer cry anymore.
他再也不跌倒了。
And they no longer fall down.
他再也不退后了。
And not pull back anymore.
彼得就是这样。
Peter is like this.
彼得从这次泪水之后，他就真正的成了一个坚固的石头了。
And Peter, since this deep grief, and he became a true rock.
然后我们都知道哈，就是按照教会的历史的记载，也看到彼得最后是为主殉道的。
And we also know that according to the history of church history, that Peter was dying for the belief.
从这以后。他再也没有离弃耶稣。
And from now on, he's no longer reject Jesus.
再也没有软弱跌倒。
He's never fall down.
他也会被试探。
He will be tempted.
当罗马政府就是要把彼得要钉十字架的时候，罗马政府先放出风告诉彼得，要把你钉十字架，要处死你。
And when Roman government want to crucify Peter, and they actually confirm that we're going to crucify.
因为知道彼得对于基督教会这个影响非常大。
Because they know the influence of Peter has to the church.
但根据教会历史的记载，彼得当时是听了这个消息，他跑了，确实逃跑了。
And according to the church history, when Peter hear this news, he actually ran away.
就像以利亚一样。
Just like Elijah.
当这个耶洗别就是放出消息要杀他的时候。
And when he hear that the false prophet want to kill Elijah, he ran away.
但是跟以利亚又不一样，彼得在路上想一想，他又回来了。
And but different from Elijah is that Peter on his way to run away from the Roman emperor, and he stopped and he thought he turned back.
啊，他提出了一个要求，他说如果要把我钉十字架的话，我不配像主耶稣那样，就是正钉十字架。
And he said to Roman government, said, if you want to crucify me, then I think I'm not worthy to be crucified in the same manner as Jesus Christ.
And
I don't want to be in the same manner as Jesus. Can nail me on the cross in upside down.
所以这就是彼得接下来的人生的在地上人生的结局。
And that's the conclusion of Peter's life on the earth.
流完他最后一次眼泪，他就成为坚强的彼得。
After the finest, deepest grief, and he became a strong Peter.
我们看四卷福音书称呼彼得的时候，往往称呼西门彼得。
And when we see the gospel, we call Peter, we always talk about Simon Peter.
所以这其实是一个很奇怪的现象，这是两个名字混合在一起。
And it's a very strange phenomenon. Actually, two names mixed together.
一个是彼得以前的名字。
One is the Peter's name, the former name.
一个是彼得后来上帝主耶稣给他的名字。
The other one is the name that God gave to him.
所以一般来说，你要前面那个名字，不要后面那个名字。
And usually you either want the first name or second name.
或者你叫上后面一个上帝给的名字，你不要前面那个。
If you want the second name, then you forget the first name.
但是四卷福音书记载彼得往往称西门彼得西门彼得。
But the four gospels always recorded that Simon Peter, Simon Peter.
其实我觉得这也很像我们今天基督徒的光景。
And I think it is very reflective of today's Christians' situation.
有的时候是像基督徒，上帝给我们的新名字活出来了。
Sometimes we like a Christian guy.God give us a new name. We live according to that new name.
但是很多的时候呢，又回到以前那个老我、老旧的光景当中，罪人从老的光景当中。
But so many times we return to our old situation, a sinner nature type of life.
这两个名字交织在一起。
So two names actually mixed together.
啊，有时候一看，哎呀，还是一个软弱的罪人，还是一个心怀二意的罪人。
One time we look at ourselves, and we're still kind of a weak sinner.And still can double mind.
啊，有一点这个魔鬼撒旦的谎言，有一点魔鬼撒旦的试探，哎呀，就跌倒，就软弱。
A little temptation will fall and will be defeated.
那一切风平浪静的时候，一切没有事情发生的时候，很像基督徒的样子。
And nothing happened. Everything is smooth and looks like very like a Christian.
哎，唱赞美诗，读经祷告，到教会里敬拜，哎，很像样子。
And we sing the hymn and read the Bible and pray, come to church. It's like a Christian.
但很多时候，有一点魔鬼的试探，有一点谎言，有一点这个压迫压力的时候，马上又成为以前的那个样子。
Anytime there's a little temptation, little trial.And we kind of defeated and go back to our original situation.
感谢神，上帝三次呼召彼得。
We thank God that God called Peter three times.
上帝没有丢弃这个本性是心怀二意、软弱的人。
And God didn't reject this person by its very nature. He's double-minded and a coward person.
上帝坚固彼得，兴起彼得。
And God established him.And God make him strong.
当然，我们如果站在彼得的立场上，他怎样真正的坚固起来呢
？And of course, from Peter's point of view, how he become strong?
因为他对上帝讲一句话，他说：“上帝啊，你知道我爱你。
”And because Peter speak to God and say to God, "Said God, you know that I love."
我希望我们今天每一个基督徒，每一个信靠神的人。我们愿被圣灵感动，我们也能够对上帝讲出这样的话。
So today, hope that for each one of us who trust God, we can have the communion of the Holy Spirit in our heart, and so that we can speak to God in the same manner.
如果现在此刻，我扪心自问，我确实是没有办法对上来到上帝面前对上帝讲这样的话，我讲不出口，我欺骗我自己。
If we ask ourselves honestly.If today, right now, at this moment, I come to the presence of God, I really cannot say that.
希望有一天，圣灵可以在我们心里说，让我们真正看到十字架上的耶稣向我们彰显出是何等大的爱。
So I pray that one day that the Holy Spirit can show the Christ on the cross, can show what kind of power in us.
让我们也看到，我们原本是何等不配得到这样的爱。
And also, we can see we are not worthy of such a great power of love that shown by Jesus on the cross.
然后我们用爱来回应上帝的爱。
Then we respond to such a love on the cross with our love.
然后有一天，我们终于可以，或者在某一个时刻，我们终于可以对上帝说：“上帝，我爱你，你知道我爱你。
”And ultimately, finally, at what someday or some moment.We can say to God that God, you know that I love you.
那个时候，我们就真的是神的儿女，就真的是基督的精兵，我们就可以真正成为基督神的国里面一块活石。
And then we can truly become children of God, good soldier of Christ, and in the kingdom of God, we can become a living stone.
在一起建造成这个神的。殿
and together we build the temple of God.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你对我们的爱是不离不弃。
We thank you, you never, your love never leave us.
虽然我们很多我们的本性，我们都是软弱，我们都是心怀二意的。
And so, even though so many times we are weak and we are double-minded,
但是神不离弃我们。
But God never forsake us.
但是也愿神的圣灵光照我们，提醒我们。
May the Holy Spirit communicate with us and remind us.
让我们不要躺在上帝的恩典上面做一个怯懦懒惰的人。
We are not lying on the grace of God and become a lazy person.
让我们能够真正站在人的地位，担负起人的责任。
And we, at our place, we take our responsibilities.
让我们能够回应上帝对我们的呼召，上帝对我们的爱。
We can respond to the call and love of God.
愿圣灵怎样感动彼得，怎样改变彼得的生命，也圣灵在我们心里做同样的工作。
May the Holy Spirit change us and do the same work as the Holy Spirit did with Peter.
愿圣灵带领我们，然后每个人可以坦然无惧来到上帝面前，能够口结心清的来到上帝面前。
May the Spirit can help us, so lead each of us, we come to the presence of God with a pure heart.
然后对上帝说，上帝啊，你知道我们爱你。
And we can say to God that God, you know that I love you.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
我们谢谢冯道弟兄话语的分享，唱这一首诗歌，主入明亮晨星，来回应神的话。
当我在黑暗痛苦绝望中，有一束光明照在我心，他是那曾为奇妙的救主，舍弃天上荣华为我降生。他又为我被钉在十字架，情愿受苦洗净我的罪。我要唱奇妙主，哈利路亚。从今后永不会再绝望，那仁慈善良的爱，令我冲破狂风巨浪，注入一颗明亮的晨星，带给我无限的希望。让人知善良的爱，令我冲破狂风巨浪，真心带给我无限的希望。
再次感谢神，不管是在线上或是在教会一起敬拜神，弟兄姐妹，接下来是报告的时间。那我们继续为到教会的在教会的聚会来献上祷告。那主日敬拜呢，将继续用联合崇拜的方式，并且在线上同步进行。那暂时我们没有婴儿的看顾，而且我们要保持社交距离。那我们在聚会的人数上，我们也是保持最多是在25人以上。所以要来参加实体聚会的弟兄姐妹，请提早跟福山弟兄联系，所以我们可以做好安排。那同样的，就是我们在参加实体聚会的时候呢，我们弟兄姐妹要佩戴口罩。那如果没有口罩，教会会继续来 来提供。那鉴于爱达荷州特别是 Ada County 因为疫情继续在上升而且还保持在第三阶段，所以教会的同工决定我们的祷告会还有周五的查经聚会我们继续用线上聚会的形态来进行。那同工们呢会继续的密切留意疫情的发展来决定这个实体聚会恢复的这个时间表。那我们继续鼓励大家参加教会其他线上的聚会，包括晚上周二晚上的7:30的祷告会，周三早上的姐妹会，周五晚上的成人查经还有青少年组的查经，当然我们在周日早上的成人主日学都鼓励弟兄姐妹参加。那我们也继续为到那个教会实体聚会的进行来祷告，也为着爱达荷州目前疫情的情况，请弟兄姐妹放在我们的祷告里面。那关于教会的奉献这是我们上一周的奉献的 update。那如果没有其他报告事项的话我们接下来一起起立来宣告我们的信仰告白。那之后奉靠弟兄会我们做祝祷。一二三请。我信上帝全能的父创造天地的主，我信我主耶稣基督上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比多多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活，后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必然审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。请我们依然站立。
我们用哥林多后书13:14来祝祷。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
请坐，然后默祷散会。We would use silent prayer, then we will be dismissed.